Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday, June 21st, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good day today.
Yeah, today's a good day because of yesterday. We'll get to that in a minute. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good to be here, Kelly. Thanks for having us.
Of course. The first thing I want to talk about, actually, is something, Andrew, that you wrote about that we've seen a whole bunch of people read, and that is salting passwords.
Yeah, so I stumbled on this yesterday, and it's so, like, brilliantly simple that I'm jealous that I didn't think of it. So if you're someone who doesn't trust password managers, whether because they aren't open source or you don't want all your passwords in one place, you can try salting them. So a salt is any random data you add to something like a password or a hash to make it more unique, which makes it a bit more secure. Mm-hmm. So when you create a login for a website, You use the password manager to generate a password, you copy and paste it into the web form, and then you salt it, which means you add a word, whether it's at the beginning or the end of it, or maybe somewhere in the middle. And this is your own word that, you know, you don't tell anyone, and you don't save the salt in the password manager, because then if your password manager gets hacked, in the rare chance that it was, the people won't know your salt. They won't know this random word that you added.
Right.
My salt word is popsicle. Oh, wait. Am I not supposed to tell anybody that?
Nope.
Okay, well, I was just kidding. So, you know, I thought it'd be funny. I was wrong.
Well, I definitely like the idea of adding bacon to passwords. Something like that, you know, because everything's better with bacon.
Like that movie. I use that in my example.
I'm going to spend the rest of the episode just giggling about swordfish. There it is. Because that just... Anyway, okay, we're not going to get into it. I'll save that for the Mac Observer Daily Movies Observations Podcast. But the thing about it is that it's a very interesting idea. Now, the only downside I can see to this is if you are using a password manager and something happens to you and other people now need to get access to your passwords, then none of those passwords are going to actually work.
Yeah.
Unless you note this in like your password manager emergency form or, you know, something like that. Like add bacon to the end of all of them. So
just so, another thing you'll have to put in your will, I guess.
Yeah, basically. And so, but aside from that, I think it's a, particularly for people who want to be extra secure, this is a really good idea. Mm-hmm. So as long as that word is some sort of random word, you know, it's popcorn or something like that, and not just, you know, your cat's name or your middle name, like, you know, that is a little bit secure, but yeah. Yes. So, one second while I update Brian's nickname in my phone to Popsicle.
I'm not sure how this would affect the encryption. I mean, like I said, you don't add the salt to the password manager.
Right.
But I'm just thinking if you have all these salted passwords together and you know the salt, that might make it easier to brute force, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know... But again, since you're using a password manager anyway, you're supposed to be using a unique password for each website. So
right. So it may not even be something that you know.
Don't reuse passwords, period, ever, anytime. Don't reuse passwords. Don't reuse passwords. And also don't reuse passwords.
Yeah.
So just to break that down for people who are having a hard time following Brian, don't reuse your passwords. the other suggestion I would give is that... because a lot of password managers have parameters for when they generate a password. So if there is something that, you know, you sometimes have to type without a password manager, right? Like, you may not have it installed yet for some reason, and you turn machines over a lot or whatever. If there's something that you do sometimes have to enter by hand, just use a passphrase instead. Make it, you know, four mm-hmm. words with weird punctuation in the middle, and choose them randomly. And I think most password generating systems have an option for like pronounceable or dictionary passwords, so that then you can just, you know, get a few at random. And sometimes it's a lot easier to type four words squished together with, you know, ampersands between them or something, than it is to type all of those characters. You know, if it's just randomly generated letters and numbers, it's a little easier with words sometimes. So you can use that as a parameter as well sometimes to help keep from having to reuse stuff. But yeah, don't reuse mm-hmm. it. And so Brian's one tip is don't reuse passwords. And my one tip is don't write them down in the back of your address book. That's not a password manager. Don't ask me how I know. But yeah, don't do it. And you can also, like, you know, most of them have ways to set up group sharing, so you don't have to be the password vault for everyone in your family. You can get them all set up with their own, where they just push a button and it logs them in. Super fantastic. Usually those sorts of things are pretty good. We've covered lots and lots of password tips here before. But this Salt one was one that was really interesting, particularly for people who maybe are using something given to them. Like, if you don't really have a lot of faith in iCloud Keychain, but it's the thing you want to be using, you can always just make sure, you know, oh yeah, that's right, this is an iCloud password. I just slap bacon on the end of it. Now I'm good, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very helpful tip, and falls in nicely with other sorts of good password management practices. So those are always good things to discuss.
And speaking of security, this is kind of a tangent, but mm-hmm. when Sign In with Apple comes later this summer, I mm-hmm. really hope that you can switch over your accounts to use Sign In with Apple, because from what they talked about on stage, it sounded like this would only be for new accounts. So I'm not sure if you can use it for accounts you already have or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope you can.
Well, that's a perfect moment to talk about something that a whole lot of people are wishing was a thing right now, Sign In with Apple. And that is the login system for Harry Potter Wizards Unite. Because we're all signed up to use it now. But when you go to sign up, your options are log in with Google and log in with Facebook. There's no other option.
I quit the app when I saw that.
Yep.
It annoyed me so much. It annoyed me that I could not register with my, you know, with just an email address.
Mm-hmm.
That I quit the app, but I did eventually capitulate. And this process made me realize that if I'm faced with Facebook and Google, I apparently trust Google more, which isn't to say that I trust Google, but I did end up registering with a Google
mm-hmm. account. Yep. I used the fake Google account that I used when I set up Pokemon Go. So there's only two things attached to it, and it's both of those. And they don't have any of my other information or anything. So for people who might remember, I had Brian and Andrew on, and we all went, Harry Potter Wizards Unite is coming, and it's going to be amazing. And it was coming today. And then it turned out that it wasn't today. They rolled it out yesterday.
Yep.
So we have a little bit of mileage on it. I think I have like literally a mile on it because I did go out and walk around.
Yeah, I need to walk around more because I have about four or five port keys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple more. So I need to get walking today.
So port keys are a thing that you pick up in the game, and you have to walk to unlock them. How it's tracking that activity, I don't know, because one of the things that they rolled out last year, either early this year or late last year, was something called Adventure Sync for Pokemon Go. And what that does is use the health information in your watch or that you get from your watch or that you get from your phone. So like when you look in the health app and it knows how many steps you took each day, that information was being synced up to Pokemon Go if you turned it on. And so it would know, hey, you've walked this far since the last time you logged in. So, you know, you can earn more candy or unlock other things if that's what needs to happen, you know, hatch a couple eggs here and there. So it was really nice that it was just sort of passively in the background recording that activity. I let it. It was fine. I knew it was doing it. Because then all of a sudden, like, all of that stuff counted and it didn't matter whether or not I opened the Pokemon Go app while I was doing other stuff. So I enjoyed that feature. I don't know how Wizards Unite is tracking that information or if it's even possible for it to track that information if you don't have the app open. So I had the app open the whole time. And I had no complaints about that because most of the time what you're hearing is just a Harry Potter score medley. So, you know, walking around with that in your ear, like, there are worse things you could do. So that was pretty good.
Talk to us about gameplay, because I haven't had time to really do gameplay yet.
Andrew?
Yeah, I'm actually playing right now. I'm almost at level 7. So basically, you are part of the Ministry of Statute of Secrets, and the goal is something happened in the Wizarding World. There was some kind of like event or spell that caused these things called confoundables to like steal random items from the Wizarding World. Mm-hmm. And so now they're in our world, and we need to like find these things called foundables in order to make sure that, you know, the Muggles don't know that there are wizards.
Right. Because this could blow the Statute of Secrecy wide open. So you're helping the Ministry keep things quiet.
Like, the foundables could be pretty much anything. You'll find them on the map once you're logged in. You just tap on it. It's like this floating badge in the air. Mm-hmm. And it could be anything from a troll stealing a prophecy orb. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called. Or it could be, yesterday I battled this wizard who was stealing the picture of Bellatrix Lestrange. So that was fun because, ooh, I think that was a high, whatever you call it, high danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so... Go ahead.
Right now, I'm rescuing a Quidditch player who has this like ball and chain on her ankle.
Yeah, I got a Daily Prophet newspaper stand, and I got a couple of fire-breathing chickens, which were kind of funny. Some interesting, like, so the point of it is much like Pokemon Go, to get outside and walk around and explore stuff. And also while you're out walking around, you will pick up different ingredients for things. So you'll get seeds and water and like bits of stuff. I think I got a couple dragon livers.
How do you do the getting?
You just tap on it. It pops up on the screen and you just tap on it. You don't have to.
Yeah. Doesn't sound very hard.
Yeah, that part you don't have to like do anything for those to happen. And then there are places that you go. And I think there's only three. I think there's fortresses and greenhouses and inns. I don't know if there's... I haven't seen any others. And so you get a set of tasks to do each day. And so you have to go to certain places or collect a certain number of items or walk a certain distance. And those things... And then you get rewarded for having completed any of those things, and then you get a larger reward for having done all of them. And so you go to what's called a fortress, and you will do battle against something in the fortress, and you can do it by yourself. I did up to a third class fortress yesterday just by myself, but one of the nice things about Wizards Unite is that it doesn't matter what team you're on or what house you're in or what profession you choose. You can go battle with anybody. So in Pokemon Go, you can only like join a battle if you're all the same team. then you can go fight in a gym. And there's not really teams in Wizards Unite. So, like, if Andrew and I have different professions or something, we can still go battle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can still go
to a fortress yet.
Yeah, you and I can still, regardless of what profession you have or what level you are or anything like that, you and I can still go battle a fortress together. And they did that so that people could be all on, kind of everybody's on the same team, which is sort of the underlying theme of this. There's some mystery at the center of Wizards Unite that you have to unravel as we go through this. Mm-hmm. So you get research tasks, you get reward for researching those. There are also potions to make. So all of those ingredients I talked about that you picked up, you use them to brew potions. And as you save the foundables from different stuff, you get to place them in different places. Like this goes to the ministry. This goes to someplace at Hogwarts. You find a hippogriff, and so you return it to Hagrid's pumpkin patch, different things like that. And then once you do those, then I think once you complete a picture, there are further rewards you get for that. So right now, all of it looks really cool, and it's really fun. I think they're going to have to make some of the sequences a little shorter.
I know. That's kind of annoying.
Because it was really neat to watch yesterday, but like, about the third time through one of them, I was like, I understand they're doing this for the rollout, but I hope it doesn't stay this way.
Yeah.
Because it takes quite a while after you return a foundable or something in order to get all of the rewards and stuff out of it.
I found out you can tap on that screen to skip it.
And it skips to the end, which is super neat,
How does it work with, like where do we buy our wands and then how do they work with the game?
So far, I don't know anything about how the wands actually work.
There are no wands.
Well, you pick one.
Well, there are.
There's wands in game. I meant like a real world wand.
The physical device.
Yeah.
I have heard nothing at this point.
Which is just crazy that there's no physical device. Mm-hmm. Why would they not sell? Oh my goodness, Niantic, are you listening? Just hang on. Tap tap. Sell us wands that work.
I don't know. I feel like Brian's about to start a Kickstarter and sell everybody a Bluetooth wand. Yeah. I haven't seen anything about like external devices or additional devices or anything. But also, I will point out they didn't have any of that stuff when Pokemon Go first launched. And now you can buy all kinds of Pokemon Go related stuff to go to make your experience with Pokemon Go better. So
that's good.
Yeah,
it's possible that, you know, they will put out some sort of magic wand device that will do something, and, you know, themed phone chargers and that sort of stuff. I know you can get some Harry Potter themed batteries and things like that. Like, you know, I can go get a Gryffindor battery, you know, red and gold battery or something like that. But I haven't seen anything specific as far as Wizards Unite merch.
Vans has the Harry Potter themed shoes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. You can get some Vans kicks.
Did I say that right?
That's how the kids say it, right?
I believe so. Yeah. They'll go really nicely with my Star Wars ones from Vans. So far, it's been...
Thanks for the peek.
Yeah, it's been fun to play with. And I think part of that is just the newness of it and the exploration of it. I ended up playing Pokemon Go because I have friends who really enjoy Pokemon Go, and so I sort of started playing it in order to get that experience of it. It's not because I'm a super Pokemon fan or anything, so I think this one for me is going to be even more fun because this is a universe I am familiar with and care about.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, because I missed Pokemon like the first time around as a kid, I was a little older than most of the Pokemon craze age bracket, so it was a thing I was aware of but didn't spend a lot of time with. And so I think this one, at least for me, this one's gonna be a lot more fun. And as soon as we find the wand that works with Wizards Unite, I will invite Brian back to talk all about it, because by the time I find out, Brian will already have one.
It's true.
So we will definitely talk about it. If you have questions about Wizards Unite, or if you just want to swap friend codes with us, you can do so at TMO Daily on Twitter. You can email observations@macobserver.com, or you can leave comments in the show notes. I want to thank both of you for being here today. Andrew, thanks for coming by to talk about passwords and fun stuff.
Yep. Thank you for having me, and mischief managed.
Also, Brian, thanks so much for coming by.
For sure. Thanks for having us.
And I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. Have an awesome weekend playing Wizards Unite or not. It's up to you. And I will talk to all of you on Monday. Until then, be excellent to each other.